Bated breath. Bated breath. Yep.
Yeah. Well,
thanks, Joe. Appreciate
hanging
it.
Hanging on every word. Thank you, sir. God bless. Toby's Pawn, of course, Berkmar Drive out there behind the ugly concrete wall. And soon coming in April. Wow, Pantops. Very cool there. In WCHV time 5:30.
Being tuned in means
good law enforcement starts with good lawmakers writing good laws.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Today, lots of sunshine again with temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 50s.
It's 30 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
Albemarle County Public Schools will return to an all-virtual instruction model beginning on Tuesday of next week due to a rise in COVID cases in the community.
The 2021 Virginia General Assembly session began, and Delegate Rob Bell was on WCHV Radio to give us his view of what's coming up.
Two that are giving us real concern, a proposal that came out of the Crime Commission to abolish all mandatory minimum sentences. Certain sex offenders, when they're otherwise being released or reviewed, not criminally, but for civil commitment afterwards. Mm-hmm. And we have some of them, they're in a facility and not away. And a Democratic senator has just announced he's going to, released a bill that would abolish the center per the...
For yet another month, the COVID-19 business restrictions have not hit the Commonwealth in the pocketbook. According to the General Assembly, their general fund revenues went up 15.1% last month. Governor Northam also said that revenue collections were up 7.8% through December on a fiscal year-to-date basis, ahead of the forecast 1.2%.
The University of Virginia is expanding its COVID saliva test availability to employees who work on grounds. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 31 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that lets you take the Rush Limbaugh program with you wherever you go. Download the free smartphone app from the Google Play or iTunes Store and WCHV.com.
Charlie Obama Mitsubishi.
Ball for the all-new Charlie Oval Mitsubishi in Stanton. Every day I hear nightmare stories about car buyers that bought low-quality cars from even lower-quality dealerships. Just because you have bad credit doesn't mean that you have to settle for a bad car that's going to cause you problems or be unsafe to drive. At Charlie Oval Mitsubishi in Stanton, if you have $500 and you make at least $2,000 a month, you can be approved for a new car with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty starting at just $15,900, or a new Mitsubishi Outlander SE four-wheel drive SUV for under $25,000. Plus, we've got $6.5 million in used car and truck inventory, all in certified condition, and all thousands below the price when new. Most importantly, you'll have peace of mind knowing you and your loved ones are in a safe, quality vehicle you can trust. So if you or anyone in your family is interested in getting approved for a new car with a 10-year warranty for just under $16,000, come see me, Eric Obal, at the all-new Charlie Obal Mitsubishi. Just minutes from Charlottesville and Harrisonburg, under the giant American flag in historic Stanton, Virginia. CharlieObal.com, and God bless America.
Charlie Obal Mitsubishi.
Plus tax, tag, and title. Subject to lender approval. Expires month end.
The Bloomberg Market Minute is sponsored by TLC Laser Eye Centers.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Stocks posted gains yesterday despite the historic impeachment vote in Washington. Investors are holding an optimistic view that the economy will continue to benefit from government support and the ongoing vaccine rollout. The Dow closed little changed, but the S&P rose 0.25%, and the NASDAQ was up 0.4%. Charles Schwab.